Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for checking out another episode of the show. Today's features, my friends, Still Sounds. Had a great time hanging with these pop punk rockers, talking about some of their new music. And we played a couple of live acoustic tunes in the living room, including an unreleased song called Cheetos. So check that out. Do want to remind you that Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler, located right here in St. Louis, Missouri, off of Manchester in the Maplewood area. You can swing by and visit their shop, or you can visit them 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. Use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off your purchase. And, you know, obviously Roughneck Beard Company has you taken care of for all your beard and grooming needs. But American Rambler has all those products, the other parts besides your beard. So, ladies, feel free to check all those out. Unless you have a beard, you're welcome to shop at the beard company, too. So, but Roughneck Beard Company has this great product called Roughneck Beard Batter. And it's perfect for this winter when it's everybody's getting a little dried out. And so Roughneck Beard Batter is the ultimate beard and skin moisturizer. It's a blend of 8 nutrient-rich oils whipped directly into unrefined shea butter for a moisturizing kick like no other. The highest amount of triglycerides and fatty acids available on the beard market, hands down. World-renowned, but made right here in St. Louis. Again, shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. Try out all their beard oils, balms, and their junk powder, whatever you need. They've got you taken care of over there. Again, use that code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off. It's a great way to support the show and support local business. So please do that. Please support local business. Also, big thanks to Heil Sound for their continued support and help me make this show sound great. Visit heilsound.com today and get yourself a brand new microphone. If you need me, you can always find me at the new and improved rockpaperpodcast.com. Hit me up on those socials. Feel free to email me any questions, comments. You just want to say, hey, you can find me at rockpaperpodcast@gmail. I would love to hear from you. And with that out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new episode with Still Sounds.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Rock, paper, podcast.
This is beat, paper, paper covers rock. Rock beats is a Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Still Sounds. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, man. This is actually my first recording now in 2021 today. So
woo. What?
Yeah.
Freaking honor.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome. Okay. That's awesome.
So I'm excited to be here with you guys. You guys want to properly introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
Sure. I'm Bradley.
And I'm Robert. I play drums and Still Sounds, and I write some of the guitar. I do a little bit of vocals. Brad plays...
only accordion. Absolutely. No, I sing, play guitar...
and bass.
Bass and bass, yeah. Good old pedal chain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Being a two-piece, we both actively write. I'd say we really take a 50-50 role in the song. So absolutely, like 50-50. I'll come up with a beat and Brad will be like, yeah, I really like it, but at this point you need to go double time, and he'll kind of edit it for me. Or I'll bring a guitar riff to Brad and he'll say, yeah, I really like that, but he'll use half of it. Or, you know, he'll use it and then kind of mold it into his own. So like we really do, you know, I play drums and he plays guitar, but like he can play drums and I can play guitar. And so we really take on each role that you'd expect of like a four person band.
Yeah.
You know, so
I
think that's worth mentioning.
Sure. I found it interesting that you guys do, you know, perform all this stuff as a duo. But like I just recently, I've really been getting into this podcast, The 500 with Josh Adam Myers, and he goes through Rolling Stone's top 500 records of all time.
Oh, wow.
And one of the recent episodes, he went in and was talking about White Stripes' Elephant record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
good old Jack.
Yeah, and of course, you know, they did the same thing, you know, similar thing, just a lead guitar and drums, and... But I don't know, really made me appreciate the sound that they were able to create just as two people. And, you know, and especially like diving through that record and stuff. And obviously in the studio, there's, you know, some, they were able to do some more things, but still, you know, just a similar kind of a thing. I'm sure you guys probably hear some of that over Black Keys or, you know, or some other various names that,
yeah,
duos and stuff, but
21 Pilots, the name always comes up.
Yeah. But anyway, just like, I don't know, like I don't really think about it a lot, you know, but as I was listening to this story of how they were recording their record and stuff, like it really like, man, that's like pretty impressive what they were able to do with just two guys or a guy and a girl, him and his wife. And so anyway, but
who cool. do you think is the guy and the girl, Rob? You think? I'm probably more the girl.
You're a little
honestly.
Moodier. I'm
a little,
yeah.
A little moodier, a little more emotional. Like, I better write some lyrics.
Right. I mean, that's what you need from a lyricist, right? Like, right. You have, like, you can't write lyrics about, like,
I'm okay with that.
Everything's kind of blah. Like, all life right. is good, but not great. Like, nothing's really bothering me. Like, that would be a really boring song. But from right. somebody who's emotional, like, I've got to sing my heart out. Like, you know, like you
sing
come
like
up
a
with some
little
words.
Bitch.
Well, I mean, that's your choice.
Yeah.
But
my choice of words.
Something you said, Shane, kind of like registered with me when you said like how they went through the, you know, just two people creating that sound and in the studio and how they got that much on the record. Right. So it made me think back to, you know, Brad and I are obviously two people, like we're beating a dead horse, but in the studio, like we were like, well, we need lead guitars and we need to record bass and guitar separately. When we play live, Brad has his pedal chain where he's tap dancing up there because sometimes he'll kick off the bass for just the guitar to be like a wah, 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 wah. And then other times he'll kick off the guitar so the bass can be like a do 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 do. And then other times guitar and bass are going at the same time where he's playing the guitar, but it still sounds like, still sounds, it sounds like the bass too, because the way that the pedal chain is set up, like it's playing just the root notes on the bass coming through the bass amp. So how we do it live versus how we did it in the studio was very different. And then when we add these, you know, lead guitar riffs, now we don't want to have our performance be so much less than what you hear on the record, right? So now we've gone back and rewritten some of the songs where Brad can use a loop pedal so that you hear, like, the rhythm guitar doesn't stop, but he's going to be playing the lead live. Whereas if he didn't use that loop pedal, you would hear the guitar, the rhythm guitar, stop for him to just go, wah, 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 wah. But we don't have that. We have him playing the rhythm on top of, or, you know, behind, wah, 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 wah. And I think that's something that really makes us remarkable. It makes us unique. It doesn't make us just another band that you've heard before. Like,
it's another ding.
This dude is wearing so many hats. You know, he's doing so much. And I just think that that's kind of something that makes us special. It's worth noting that, you know, we're not cheating by just using a backing track. He's actually using loop pedals to get that full sound, but we're still just two people that sound like a full band. And I think, you know, with music, you got to bring something new or something different to the table, and that's what we bring.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are other two our duo bands out there, like Black Keys, White Stripes, 21 Pilots,
like it's been
Local
done.
H.
Like we're not new.
Lightning Bolt. You know. Yeah, it's not unheard of, but we're still trying to do... We're still trying to give you something extra so that we're not just another band in a you know, a sea of
sure.
thousands of bands. So,
yeah. Yeah, man. Man, I forgot Local H. Those guys.
Oh, Local H, yeah.
They kick ass. They,
straight from St. Louis.
I had a high five and motherfucker. That's my song right there. But yeah, they're fun, man. That's another good group. But that's, that's kind of what I was wondering. If it was kind of born out of necessity that, you know, we had to make this sound with just the two of us, or if it was a goal, like strictly to be a two, you know, duo, or if there was goals to potentially add, you know, more members later, or.
I think, like in like 2018, like I wrote and recorded the EP and then with the intention of finding a good drummer that I could jam with. And just have fun with these songs, you know? And, like, had to have been, like, six or seven drummers. And then finally I found Robert. And,
I passed the test.
I mean, we just, like, we meshed so well so quick. It was crazy. In my parents' basement. And he was like, I've never met these people in my life. Like, I barely recognized them. Because, like, last time I saw him, he had, like, long-ass hair. But anyway, like we meshed really well, like really quick, and things started making more sense. I think we like had an idea of adding other people at a point or two, but like pretty quick, it was kind of like maybe this will be easier if we just kind of like bounce off each other and like kind of create a like this friendship and just like know what the hell we're doing together, and like we're both fully capable of writing guitar parts and drum parts.
And
so why not
parts.
Just do this to like,
and then, it'll make the tour life a lot easier too.
Right.
When,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Whenever we get back to the road.
If we could ever get there.
All right.
It's kind of just to piggyback on what Brad said, like he recorded the EP all himself. And, I made a post saying like, you know, drummer for sale. Like I'm looking to join a band. Who's out there? Cause my current band had dissolved and
I'll never forget. It was like 6 AM when I read that on Facebook, I was like in bed or something like, I'm gonna hit this guy up.
Yeah. So he sends me the EP and I was like, oh yeah, man, I dig this. Like I could totally play these drums. I could probably even like soup this up a little bit. Like, but this is,
hell
this
yeah.
is the sound I'm going for. And,
what was that old band you were talking about?
I can't remember what band I had left at the time. It might've been either Carthage or it must've been Can't Stop the Crown actually. Instrumental band that I was in. We're trying to be artsy and do something different, and so that maybe that's what led me to doing something different with still sounds with only a two piece. But
he definitely pushes my boundaries for sure. Like half the time I'm like, oh yo, let's play some bubblegum pop shit, and then Rob's like, no, like we need to spice it up a little bit. Like that is like half of our practice. It's half of our writing.
You want like you want the broad appeal, but at the same time we don't want to just like. Write a song that everyone's heard before. We want, I mean, if you don't give people something new, then they're never really going to latch on to it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But again, like what Brad said, we could add another person for like better stage presence or, you know, what other the other.
I don't think either of us are against it.
Yeah, exactly. It could happen. But at the same time, like only dealing with two minds and two opinions and two schedules. And two schedules. The ups and downs of a person and being in a band. It's like being in a relationship almost.
It really is.
And being just...
You don't think we didn't fight?
Right. We argue or we get along and we have our ups and downs.
Like a freaking married couple.
Right. But like when you add extra people, like I honestly, like it's so much harder with four people ups and downs and butting heads. And you know, they had a bad day at work. Now they're at band practice just being like, I hate that idea. I hate that idea. I don't want to do that. And then they, you know, kill the vibe for a song. Well,
we've gotten like so good at that too, of like kind of like nipping in the butt for each other.
Yeah.
So quick.
So it could happen. Like, I'm, again, not opposed to it, but it keeps it simpler when there's just one other person. And another thing, like Brad said, like, we kind of, like, hit it off from the very beginning. There's something that other musicians would recognize if any other musicians are listening. When you start playing music with somebody, you either really feel it or you have to work for it to get good results. And we didn't have to work for it. Like, the first couple of times we played together, it was just like, oh, I can tell he wants to play this kind of thing, so I'm going to play drums that would fit it. And then, like, I can tell he's about to make a change and we should speed up. So now I'm going to go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I can tell.
Start getting those switches together.
Yeah, like the switches, the transitions. And I'm like, okay, I can tell that we're going to get out of that really fast pace, and now we're going to slow it down. And I'm like, I'm thinking this to myself. I'm like, I hope this is what he's going for. And then, he does go for it. And I landed it, and, like, he changed at the same time that I changed. And when you start, like, just clicking with someone like that, like, it doesn't happen with everybody. So when you find it with somebody, you got to kind of, like, hold on to it. And since we got it from the beginning, we, like, why break it if it's, why fix it if it's not broken?
Sure.
Like, if we added four more people, it would just be more difficult. But I would, you know, eventually maybe, like, a backup vocal so I don't have to do it, damn it. And then maybe a lead guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says, but I'm not trying to sing in front of people. So
dude, the range that he hits, dude, I've been working for like a year. But anyway, he was also really nice to my parents when we first met, so that helped a little bit.
I mean, yeah, you go into somebody's house, and they're like inviting
hello.
A stranger in there. Like, you got to go and, like, talk to the parents and, like, keep them at ease, right? Like,
right.
If when my brother brought people over to my parents' house, like...
Ryan?
Yeah, I wanted to be like, yo, who's this friend? What's this kid, you know, what's messing with intention? My stuff? Is he going to break my PlayStation controller? Like, who's this kid, you know? So I did the same thing, and his parents welcomed me, so it was good. But now Brad bought his own house, and we don't have to play those little games. Now I just get to show up and be like, what's up, asshole? We're ready to play some music. Like,
yo, I'm in the shower.
Yeah, or that. Like,
So that EP is available wherever you get your digital music?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Napster, probably Frostwire,
YouTube
Music.
Is it on
LimeWire? Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. When we post, we don't ever say YouTube. We need to start saying YouTube Music.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of ads.
So does everybody, YouTube, man. Yeah.
True.
But so that's Brad, you were saying that's on those recordings, that's just you?
Yeah.
And then, but we do have a brand new single that's the two of you, right? Or you got two, well, the two of the new singles, but
yeah.
Yeah, but we have we're going to play Family's Fight, which is the current single, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then we're going to, so what, let's talk about this particular track. This is, again, just what, when this one come out? That was
So the next one, Cheetos, is gonna be our next single.
Well, what about
Family's Fight? We released it around Thanksgiving because we thought like people sitting around, you know, like you see your family that you haven't seen forever, and you know you gotta like deal with your racist grandparents or like your you know, depending on your position, your liberal or conservative uncle that you know like talks too much, and then like you know Aunt Judy shows up that you know she got too drunk and ran her mouth, and you know, we were just thinking, like, Thanksgiving is supposed to be so great, but, like, you know, families bicker and families fight, and the message of the song is about, like, kind of feuding with your parents and, like, you know, how you deal with, you know, growing up and finding your person, but also having to deal with, like, you know, somebody, like, your parents are trying to shape you, right, and, like, make you into a nice young man, but at the same time, you're trying to find yourself and, like, identify your own values, and you butt heads with the person who's trying to mold you into what you want, and while you're trying to, like, form your own identity, and families fight, you know, it's just a truth of the world, right? Families fight.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we were capturing. think it's more of like a feud with a parent.
Lyrically, I definitely had a big problem with my mom when I lived with her. But she's a very, very, very good person when you're not living with her.
families can be difficult, man. That's for sure. But so I think there's whether, you know, like you're saying, extended family or not, like whatever it is, but yeah, sometimes it's hard to, you know, get along with all of them, but you know, it's good to definitely embrace everybody's differences, and then hopefully we can work it out and still come to an understanding. But yeah, typically at the holidays when maybe some beverages are flowing or whatever, you know, maybe some things are said that aren't always but yeah, man, this is a fun one, and you can find Families Fight wherever you get your digital music at today, like we said. So
Frostwire.
Check that out. All the, you know, Bear Share or whatever. I don't know. How many different ones were in
it? Yeah. Napster.
All right. And find Still Sounds on Facebook and Instagram also. Keep up with the guys.
Twitter, Tumblr.
And Twitter too.
Twitter and Tumblr. Yeah.
Tumblr.
Yeah. Or you guys didn't get banned from Twitter like our president?
Like our president?
Yeah. No, not yet. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's not president in like a week.
Yeah,
we could make that happen. We could get banned.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. So check out the music. But we did do some live. You mentioned Cheetos. We did do some live jamming here in the living room. You two and some guitars, and this was fun to get in a little more of a stripped down acoustic version of what you guys do. And do much of this?
Not a lot. I think it was really cool to kind of get the chance to, you know, see what Robert can do on guitar. Really, He can play guitar.
We did this specifically for you, Shane. Like, we rewrote our song so that it would sound good for the podcast. Like, you know, I, as a drummer, like, when people play acoustic, you know, I don't want to sit there and, like, tippity-tap on the table. I don't want to, you know, beat on a beatbox or something to, like, because I still want to carry my role in the band, but I don't want to be stripped of my instrument, right? Yeah. So we were like, well, what can we do to, one, give him, like, a special rendition, and two, how do we repurpose the drummer for this? So
I did one of these with a husband wife, and that's cool. And they play, you know, he's the drummer and she plays bass and sings. And when they played, like, she just had an acoustic guitar, and then he, like, tapped on the bottom of the guitar, or, you know, like, at the end of it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it worked. I mean, like, it was, cool. Like, it was something that I've never seen in a, you know, as far as on this show, two people playing the same instrument like that,
yeah,
like, and making it work. And, but I have seen, like, what's that, like, Walk the Moon, where they, like, you know, like, there's, like, several people playing, like, one guitar and stuff.
Yeah, I've,
like,
seen that, too. It is really interesting.
So, like, I've seen it done, and so, like, but it was just, like, I didn't expect him to be playing drums on the end of the guitar like that. Yeah. Next, so, but, so it's fun when people do different things, a special recordings of the, for just for the show or something different, you know, things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was a lot of fun. So this is a little sneak peek at a song called Cheetos that you guys said was currently unreleased, but will be the next single we're looking to put out there.
Correct.
Anything? Well, why Cheetos? You guys trying to get that corporate sponsorship?
I wish. Yeah, we could just have, like, Chester the Cheeto as, like, the
Frito-Lay.
Yeah, like our album cover.
All right.
It's kind of a funny story. Like, I almost don't know if we should say it, not because it's inappropriate.
Dude,
but
let's say it. Who gives it?
We wrote the song, or I wrote just a riff of it, and it was. It's kind of hard to identify from the acoustic guitar version that you've heard, but
the band Cheetos.
It sounded like something that would come from Cheetos, and so we would call it. You want to play that Cheetos song? And because that was just like our working title, right?
Very staccato.
Put it on our set list, I'm like, what if somebody, like, looked on stage, Brad, and saw that we, like, had Cheetos? Like, are they gonna think that we're covering Cheetos? Or, like, what, you know, what would they think of this? Like,
we don't want that.
So we were like, well, what sounds like Cheetos? And Brad was like, well, Cheetos. And, like, so many of our other songs have, like, a, you know, a
serious name for the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we wanted, like, to do something different.
The
so.
One less serious title.
Yeah.
Like, for the album. Honestly.
Plus, like, pop punk with, like, we talked about this earlier, you know, pizza and skateboards, like, what kind of pop punk kids wouldn't be eating some Cheetos? So, like, it kind of
would not stay true if we didn't have one, you know, less serious song
title. Yeah, one goofy ass song title, so.
Just like this world, so monotonous, a disappointment. Gotta be born to break the mold. This is old, and everything is dull. Our tunes all toneless. Just like this world, so monotonous, a disappointment. Gotta be born to break the mold. This is old, and everything is dull. How do we make it? How far do we take it? What is our limit? Let's take a guess at. How do we make it? How far do we take it? What is our limit? So what now? What's the meaning of this? Ignorance is bliss. Life is what you make it. Comparison is the root of all evil. You don't bear your fruit. What's the meaning of this? Ignorance is bliss. Life is what you make it. Comparison is the root of all evil. You don't bear your fruit. Matter we make it. Far do we take it. What is our lemon? A second guess it. Matter we make it. Far do we take it. What is our lemon? So what now?
Also, you probably need like one of those like song titles that it's like a whole sentence long, you know?
Yeah, like, that has nothing to do with the song, right. But...
Was it Panic! At the Disco and Fall Out Boy?
Right.
Did that a lot, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like, that was always made me laugh, like, you know, just like the super long song title that has nothing to do with the song at all. And like
one random ass sentence from like Edgar Allan Poe or something.
Yeah, Chiodos definitely had some of those. We had actually talked about naming a song like that, and I gave Brad the example of one of my favorite bands, The Chariot. Actually, it might be Norma Jean, but it's like
Norma Jean.
Kind of the same groups, or like some of the same guys, and they just, you know, swapped out a couple bandmates and gave it a new name, probably
like
a new record label
song,
deal.
I think.
Yeah, they're pretty heavy, but they have one of my favorite song titles, which is like, in the event that mankind actually figures out what it is that the world revolves around, millions of people will be perplexed to find out that it is actually not them, and then like semicolon, this includes me. And like, that's the name of the whole track. And so like, when you're looking at the back of the CD, you know, they have a couple word tracks for each, you know, song title.
Right.
And then that one takes up like half of the back of the CD because it's like such a rambling sentence.
Yeah.
I was thinking that would be like the opening sample with like static in the back.
In the event that millions of people actually finish. Yeah. But that's what I think of when I think of like how the scene bands had just like ridiculously long song titles.
Sure.
And of course the lyrics had nothing to do with whatever it is that the song title was.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for Chiodos coming soon. Are we looking to hit the studio to record or
actually let's keep going with Chiodos. So Brad had a music video filmed from the EP where he did everything himself, where he was a one man band.
And Oscar was like the most amazing director, Oscar Rendon.
Videographer and director. So shout out to Oscar, man. He does great work.
He's the man.
Great price. Good dude.
Just like Shane Presley.
Really flexible.
Just like Shane Presley.
And so he did a video for the EP when, you know, the band was just Brad. So the video only features Brad, which makes perfect sense. But we were talking about filming our first music video, and Brad was pretty adamant about using Oscar again. And, you know, I had other options. I had other suggestions, but...
Yeah, you did, yeah.
We really... I mean, we both were...
Let's try him out at least once.
Yeah, we were pretty satisfied with... Well, yeah, we were like, let's just try one of the people I know or one of the people I've worked with. And but Brad's music video looked so good, and... We're like, why try something we don't really know what we're gonna get? When we go with Oscar, we know exactly what it's gonna look like, and like, you've worked with him before, you know, there's so many reasons to go with him. So I was like, all right, you know what, let's just go with Oscar.
And then he turned out to be like your old neighbor, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he my girlfriend, he lived like two doors down from her parents' house where she grew up her whole life at the same house. So like, he was like, oh, I think I've actually, like, played soccer with you in the cul-de-sac before, and we just didn't, you know, didn't, like, recognize each other because we probably did it at, like, 15 or 16, and now it's 15 years later, so
right.
16 years later. So that was a cool connection.
Yeah.
But, so we went with him for to film Cheetos for a music video. So it's the first music video we're putting out together. Oscar did it again. We're super excited about it. It has a crazy storyline. He got like a drone pilot to come and film part of it.
Drones.
We have a
for days.
A kung fu dojo and guided meditation dojo. And the owner of the dojo, Billy, shout out Billy.
Choi Ying.
He's the freaking man. Super cool dude. Brad works
myself.
With him.
I did not curse. I stopped myself.
Billy wouldn't like that. I'm just kidding.
No, Billy is so great. Gosh dang. I'm really glad to work with him. And to kind of like give him our plug and then like we give him his plug for like his meditation studio. Absolutely.
It's really cool. I mean, like, if you don't meditate or you don't take care of your mind the same way you take care of your body, like, you should start looking into that because it's something I neglected forever, and I've recently found how important it is. So he was really cool to work with. He actually stars in the music video. It's not what you would expect from a music video because, again, just like how we want to do something different, right, where two dudes play music instead of five guys, you know,
and fries
all looking down, you know, in the woods, like the typical band photo. We're trying to do something different, right? Trying to bring something new to the table. Well, yeah. The music video is just like that. It encompasses that same idea. Like, you wouldn't expect this to be the music video. Probably wouldn't even expect it to be like to match the Chiodo song. I don't know.
I would say Billy did the best acting out of the three of us between Robert and Billy. Like, he did the best acting. I cannot wait for anybody who's listening to this right now to see Billy's acting.
When can we see this, you think?
It's being edited. We've got a rough cut, and it only had like a third of the video done. So we're getting an update
probably
next
week or two.
Pretty soon.
We're getting an update. I don't know if it's going to be the final update. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, he shows it to us and then we can give him a little notes and make any kind of last minute changes.
Yeah.
So
I had that pimple. Let me just like pop that real quick.
That was like one of the first things I said. I was like, dude, the rough cut looks amazing, but like, can you like edit out my double chin and because the intro, I'm looking kind of fat. Oscar, can you hook me up?
But same, really, same.
But yeah, so he's working on it. He's giving us progressive updates. We're due for one, I think, next week. I don't know if it's going to be the final cut, but hopefully it will. But we're really excited about it.
He was bouncing it off of some other directors that he knows, and that I thought that was really cool. Like, he cares enough about what we're doing to like send it to some other directors.
Get some feedback.
Because
the other thing too is like, you know, he was the videographer and the director. Well, we had an idea, and then Brad and I each had kind of like, we had a mutual idea, but each of us also had like some spin-off things we wanted to do that we didn't necessarily.
We had a lot of ideas.
And then we were trying to get Billy, the owner of the Kung Fu Meditation Studio, to also star as like the bad guy in the video, and he decided he's not going to do that. So I was like, well, I'm going to try to find a bad guy.
I can respect that. Like, he doesn't want to be the bad guy. He wants to more, you know, show what he has to offer in his meditation studio.
Right. Like, meditation's not about the negative. It's about finding the good, right? So he was like, why would I play the negative? Why would I put my image out as being evil when my whole deal is trying to bring people to the positive and the good side? And it's like that. At the time, I was frustrated because I was like, this isn't your music. This isn't your video. Like, why are you trying to change this? But now I totally understand. And I should have been like more understanding.
You're a fucking asshole. No, I'm just kidding. I said frickin' asshole.
frickin' arsehole. But because he made that change and like opted out of our idea, I'm really happy with where we went. Like, somebody lending themselves to let us use his business, let us use him in the video. Like, I don't know. It's I'm really excited for it. That's really all I can say.
Yeah. Plug meditation integration. That is Billy's studio.
Right over the river in Illinois.
Nice.
in Edwardsville. Yep.
Right over the studio. Right on. It's like on Main Street, so it's super easy to find.
Yep.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited to watch this, man. It's gonna be fun. But we also did another live one here in the living room today, acoustic. And this is the your other new single that's out there.
Yeah, that
and
one.
This is called No Call, No Show.
Shit sucks, job sucks, sleep sucks, and I'm tired as a mug. Just another day in the life of me. Daydreaming, we can go back to the simplest of our times. My old friends are moving away. Wondering if I'm on their mind today. Now that you're all gone, we'll never bike to each other's house again. And I know it's not so much. Goddamn, I could really go for one last game again. Just another day in the life. Try the best time, burn time, guilt time. On my way back to my nest. So here we go once again. Just another day in the life. Coping with another cup of coffee. Am I really at my best? My old friends have moved away. Wondering if on their mind today. Now that you're all gone, we'll never bike to each other's house again. And I know it's not so bad. Goddamn, I could really go for one last game again. Nice myself every night. Is this worth it? Yes, they say. Nice myself once a day. Is this all worth it? Yes, they say. Nice myself every day. Is this all worth it? Yes, they say. Nice myself once a day. Is this worth it? Yes, they say. Nice myself yesterday. Is this worth it? Fuck the cliche. Now that you're all gone, never bike to each other's house again. And I know it's not so bad. Goddamn, I could really go for one last game again.
Yeah,
this was another fun, like, definitely, you know, like, you can get from the lyrics, like, a lot of sort of reminiscing type of, you know, you're talking about friends moving away and
now that you're all gone. Right.
So it's a little bit of that growing up kind of stuff. And
yeah, it's definitely I think when Rob and I started like writing it, it was very apparent that like we wanted to kind of take a lot of influence from Office Space, the movie. Just like living like a boring, like mundane life, like, oh, I'm stuck in the office, like, what did he call the movie? Like, TSP reports?
TPS reports.
TPS. I had two letters wrong. Okay.
I'm going to need you to come in Saturday.
TPS reports. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the verses are definitely about that, just, like, living a mundane life, and then, like, the pre-chorus is a good kind of preparation for the chorus, in the sense that, like, the chorus is definitely about me missing my old friends.
Right.
On Pawnee Point Drive. I had, like, five friends in my neighborhood, and we definitely played a lot of Halo 2. And I miss those days so much. And I still talk to like about two of them. The other one's probably like in the Navy in a little submarine, you know. the other one I haven't heard from in like years. but
it resonated with me because it was about like, you know, when you're a young kid, like, your life is about, like, you know, you go to school and you come home and then you go play with your friends, right? You play video games, or you said, we can never bike to each other's house again. Like, my friends and I would ride bikes and, you know, me and my, like, close neighbors, we'd, like, hop on our bikes and we'd go to, you know, six streets over and go meet up with another friend. So we're, like, riding bikes and, you know, you got to be home before dark, that kind of thing. And now your life as like a young adult is like, instead of going to work and playing with your friends, it's more of like going to school and then coming home, playing with your friends. I mean, you go to work and then like you're so run down from work that you're like,
I'm glad I still have friends.
Yeah. And like, you know, really? you don't see those people every day like you would at school. So it's more of an effort to see your friends. And like, once you get home, you're run down. You're like, I just want to eat dinner and watch some Netflix. You don't want to like, you know, Netflix set up some chill. Crazy event, like, you know, on a Thursday night, we're not trying to all go bowling. You're like, man, I had a bad day at work. I'm tired. I'm so drained. So you don't get to bike to each other's house anymore, you know? It's just not as easy to link up anymore. And that's kind of how I saw it. And Brad was saying that he was really inspired by, like, Office Space for the song. And I was thinking of, like, yeah, like, you know, now that we're older and we got to go to work just to live, like, it kind of sucks. And you know, what if we were just like what if we just reverted back? What if we were just like no call, no showed at our job every day? And I'm in recruiting and staffing, so I have 15 people no call, no show every day out of the 180-something that I have working for us.
And it's nice to finally, like, kind of sing about it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's where the title came from.
Let some release from that.
Yeah, that's kind of like our motto, our like mission statement, our positioning statement is that like Still Sounds writes songs about the shit we all go through, and hopefully after listening to it, you feel a little bit better, because like we're not saying like this sucks, so life sucks. We're trying to say like this sucks. But, you know, like, life goes on, or it's going to suck again tomorrow, but at least we're going to...
get through it together.
Yeah, we'll have fun on the weekend. Just push through, brother man.
I guarantee the last, like, section of every song that we write is usually some sort of resolution.
Yeah, like, we were lost. Now we found our way. Yeah.
What to do. Yeah. This is what to do.
Nice, man. You guys saying that through, you know, having not being able to play shows or doing any touring or, you know, all the other fun stuff that we would have probably been doing had we not had a global pandemic, you guys have been finding time to write more and writing new stuff?
Yeah, definitely. We took advantage of that.
Blessing in disguise, really.
We're both so, like, hungry to play a freaking show, but at the same time, you know, I mean, like, we got all these Saturdays to practice and write. Why not write another like six songs? So we're just trying to be smart about it, and
roll with the punches. Yeah. Like, I was laid off and not the early days of the pandemic, but like halfway through.
That did kind of suck.
I finally got laid off, and Brad, I think, was on a different shift or something like that. So
we met in the mornings on Tuesdays, was it?
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
So we ended up having practices twice a week. So I would come over during like the daytime on a weekday, and then we still maintained our Saturday practice. And because of that, I felt like we were able to make a lot of progress. We went leaps and bounds forward. We got really good with our current songs, like Family's Fight, for instance. That was one of the first songs we wrote back when we were still playing. So our trajectory is that we started at Brad's parents' house, and we played there probably, I don't know, 10 times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
15 times. I moved in with Mike Howington. Sorry, I keep moving closer to the mic. So I moved in with Mike Howington, and
shout out to Mike.
Shout out Mike, and shout out Chill and Captain and Courtney.
Nice. Nice.
But so we played in the basement there, and with the pandemic, Mike ended up selling his house. And so
then we moved to Brittany's basement.
Yeah, and then we played in my girlfriend's basement. Brittany, shout out Brittany.
Brad Nart.
Shout out Alex. Shout out June.
Yeah.
So we played in the basement there, and then Brad bought a house. So now we play in the basement here. So we've switched.
We've moved like four times.
Practice spaces
like 1 year.
Quite a bit, yeah. But Family's Fight started in Brad's parents' house. Like,
definitely.
He was just kind of messing with something, and I started playing along. Like, we weren't like, let's sit down and write. Brad was just kind of dinking around on the guitar, and I started following. And we're like, we kind of like this. And then one of the struggles was that, like, one of the first times we were kind of messing around with it, I played one filler with this one transition, and then we had changed the song, but then. Luckily, we had like one of our phones recording, so Brad was like, "I've got this old file on Dropbox.
Yeah,
look at what you did here. You change what we normally play and do this?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I can pull that off." But it was so ingrained in my head to play it the new way. Half the time I'd forget, or when I did remember, I couldn't actually nail the transition that he wanted. So that was a struggle, but we finally got that.
Yeah,
and then
we definitely got through it. Yeah.
We got the song. And then playing at Brittany's house, too, I was playing on a electric drum set. So
it kind of opens your eyes a little bit.
As convenient like, and useful as they are.
Almost like playing acoustic.
It's not the same. Yeah, it's like going from acoustic guitar to electric guitar. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. You can recreate a lot of the same stuff, but it's just not the same. And like I didn't have a double bass pedal on it. I didn't have... my cymbals in the right places. I only had two cymbals. Like, there's just some limitations, some additions. But, it is what it is. So then we finally got to a place where we really liked the song. And then we had this kind of, like, breakdown bridge. And it was kind of simplified because we're not trying to be like a chug, 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 wee, 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 chug, 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 wee, wee band. But we're still trying to play like a little bit of heavy side or
is that corn?
Sided stuff. That was our doon, 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 ka, 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 doon, 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 ka, 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 the Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
That was some mudcore, dude.
Yeah, mudcore. but we rewrote the end of the bridge. Are like the breakdown bridge instead of being like do 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 do. We added Brad like souped up the guitar and kind of churched it up instead. So being like do 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 na 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 do 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 na 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 instead of just a do 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 do. So once we had that, we're like, oh my god, we're so happy with this song. Like
Robert definitely like pushed me to my limit. Like.
I mean, I'll take the glory on that one. I rewrote the bridge.
We can always learn some new stuff.
Sure.
I think as any musician should be open to, really.
Right.
We always tell each other, like, art's never done. Like, you can always improve it. You can always add to it. So,
even,
like...
Even if you're freaking Bob Dylan, man, like, you gotta be open to, like, learning some new shit.
Yeah.
Learning some new shiznit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we went and we recorded, since we had all this, time off, essentially, from not being able to play shows or even going to shows, which would, take up our time sometimes, because we're both good advocates of going and seeing our friends play and go seeing the bands that we love play. I mean, like, music is our passion, so of course you can find us at a show. But we went to Encapsulated with Gabe. Shout out, Gabe. Gabe was awesome.
Gabe Usery.
Gabe recorded the EP with Brad. At the time, I was playing in Church Key, another local band from St. Anne, Overland. Their drummer, his other band got signed, and he was like, I got to take some time off from Church Key. So they had me sub in, and they're both my friends. One really close friend, one just, you know, friend. Not that there's anything, I'm not trying to say anything bad, but like my close friend was like, hey, dude, will you come, like, make sure our band doesn't piddle out and die? I was like, hell yeah, I will. So, you know, pandemic, I was doing twice a week with him, plus playing with Church Key.
That was quite a bit on you.
But Church Key also recorded with Gabe. And so I was like, I really like how his EP turned out. I really liked how the Church Key EPs turned out. Like, why wouldn't we would go with Gabe, you know? Like, we should definitely go with Gabe. And so we are really happy with him and how our first five songs turned out. But our goal was, neither of us have recorded a full-length album. So that's kind of like our, it was like a goal for us, you know, like we could record a single.
Bucket list material.
Both, it was on our bucket list. You keep asking me about my bucket list. our bucket list is not complete though. We only have the five songs. We are
actually going to go back and record another five songs with Gabe. Less or more.
Right. But we had like a, quote manager who was like coaching us on how to, you know, get to the next step of being a band. And he was like, why would you spend all this time writing and rewriting and editing and then recording and then, you know, fixing stuff in the mixing mastering process and fixing it again.
He's very for the new wave of, like, you know, pop artists, like, they just put out singles. Why not you guys put out singles?
Streaming is changing the music business.
And Shane, I'm sure that you've noticed it too. I'm sure other bands have said the same thing.
I mean, yeah, everybody has their own take on it. I mean, yeah, I think some of the trends are leaning more towards singles, but there's also bands that love putting out records in and full length albums. So it's like, you know, just all personal taste. And that's kind of what I find, you know, still exciting about it all. There is no rules to any of it. I mean, people,
that's true.
You know, however you want to present your art, you know, but, you know, we're as local bands, you know, essentially here, like, we hope that we get the radio play, but it just, you know, doesn't always happen for a lot of us. We're not, you know, we're not Taylor Swift or
T-Swift.
So it's like, it's, you know, what's the difference if we're putting out, but I do feel like it helps putting out singles, keeping a fan base and entertained and engaged.
Yeah.
Because like people will quickly forget, like, you know, 6 months in a year or whatever, you're working on a record and stuff. So I get maybe where that, some of that comes in, where you got to constantly hitting them with new music all the time and stuff. So
that's basically what Mike said, right? Mike said we should,
constantly be putting out content.
There are no rules. That's what's like, but I agree. Like, I mean, I, as a fan, I love listening to a full length album.
Me too. I prefer listening from start to finish on the album.
I think we're going to do kind of a mix, like, put out like 2/3 of the record as singles, and then the last third, like, hey, this is
here's
record.
The full album with several unreleased songs.
Yeah, thank you so much for paying attention to us.
Yeah, man.
Because his advice was like, you guys have spent all this time writing, recording, re-editing, and all that, and then you release an album, and there's your 10 or 11, 12 songs. Now you have to start all over. Why don't you spend all that time writing, recording, re-editing, and then release one song, and then next month release another song, and then next month release another.
Kind of give some more love to each song.
Yeah, and
I definitely
drag it out, draw out the process.
Would you say we've given a lot of love to those songs?
We're trying. Like it's a new concept to us. It's a new idea, and we're trying to run. Like, we're definitely embraced his advice. I don't know if we like executed it perfectly, but we're certainly trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imperfectly as possible.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll get, like I said, keep an eye out for Cheetos and more new Still Sounds music coming to you very soon. But, yeah, you got,
what's
again.
Single?
What's Cheetos. That?
I was saying, like, what's our next single? Our next single is Cheetos.
Yeah.
And then not throw in the towel.
Cheetos is our next single.
Yeah.
Cheetos is our next single.
I'm so bad about only referring to our songs with the working titles. Like, Brad has picked a title and then changed the title, and I still call this one song Scratches. Oh, because he, like, in the intro, he was doing, like, a...
play some scratches on the string.
Yeah, like, kind of like a dead mute, just scratching it, not really playing anything, so it just sounds like... Waka, waka,
waka, waka. We've got a little bit better about, like, oh, okay, this is the name, though.
Yeah, like... We always, I'm bad about it. I just, like, only referred to the songs as code names, but, like, that doesn't help us, you know, like, branding, that's an awful idea. Like, I gotta use the real name of the title, the real name of the song so people know the title of the track.
Yep. But, yeah, get plugged in again on Facebook and Instagram, find Still Sounds and Twitter, and find... The two singles and the EP available wherever you get your digital music at today, and check that out.
We just released a lyric video too. Good friend
for Family's Fight.
Shout out Dave K, Ecord Media. He did our lyric video for Family's Fight
in LA.
Yeah, he's gonna be doing some more.
He's also a freaking alien in Mandalorian. I swear.
Yeah, he played a part in The Mandalorian, so that's really cool. Yeah. He's played a part in a 2 Chainz video. He's been in another video, I think, since moving out to LA.
Was it the very last episode of the season on Mandalorian?
Yeah, it was the season finale.
Oh, wow.
He was one of the aliens. I don't know. I don't
An ugly ass alien at that. Yeah. But
sorry, Dave.
But
sorry.
It's still. He's not sorry. But that's Dave K.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're really happy with the lyric video. He's going to be doing some more for every single that we drop. So you know, that's another way for us to kind of, like, the message we took from the manager is stay engaged on social media and with releases. So when we release a single, a couple weeks later, we'll release a lyric video for it so that, you know, people can... you know, I listen to a lot of, like, heavy music, and half the time you need the lyrics to understand what they're saying. I think Brad does a really good job of making sure you can understand what he's singing, but lyric videos are another way to
but know, I try.
Entice people.
I really don't. You can't tell.
Another day in the life of
me. But for a while, I was Robert was trying to figure out okay, what's some consistent content we can put out? And then he just started, like, taking pictures of, like what's important to him throughout the day. Like, oh, I'm cooking this freaking dish that is delicious.
Yeah, and for the girls or for Brittany, or
yeah,
here's me playing with the dogs, or yeah, here's this cool sunset. I don't know.
I can definitely think back to, like, looking up, like, I don't know, other Instagram pages, and I'm just like, oh, they took a picture of, like, their meal. But then, like, now that, like, Robert's doing that with, like, what the heck he's cooking, it's like, it's kind of cool. Like, okay, my best friend's cooking this entree, that's kind of cool. But yeah, no, as friends, it's really cool to bounce off each other and, like, see what we're doing from day to day. But then also from an audience standpoint, it's really cool to kind of show people what's important to us. Like, okay, it's a Monday night, we just cooked this entree, this is delicious, hello.
Right. Well, at the same time too, it's like, I remember following a band I really loved, and they would just take a bunch of selfies. I'm like, I already know what you look like, dude. Right. Like, that's not why I'm following you. Like,
and I really like that you mentioned that to us. Like, you were like, oh, we don't need a bunch of selfies. Nobody wants to see your ugly ass faces. Yeah. but
then also, like, I was gonna say this came from the manager, but actually it came from my brother. Ryan was like, I mean, he was like your whole thing is music, right? You love music. Like, you would follow a band and you would follow, like, the ins and outs of them, but, like, everyday average people on Instagram, they're probably, like, their whole life isn't music. Like, they probably like music, but it's, like, one hobby among many, right? So he was like, why don't you take pictures of, like, your pets? Like, everybody likes posting a picture of them with their cat or their dog. Like, why don't you take a picture of, like, whatever good ass food you're cooking? Why don't you take a picture of, like, whatever fun thing you're doing on the weekend? Like, you got to give more than just the music. Like, you got to show them that, like, you're a person and, like, you're interesting in a, like, a Broadway, not just like a, if you like music, you'll like me. If you don't like music, well, probably won't care about me. So he was like, you got to be a little bit more well-rounded. And I really took that to heart. I thought it was really good advice. And I shared it with Brad, and now we do that. We, like, hey, we went out on a float trip this weekend. Check us out on the float trip. Yeah. Like, that's a real example. Or I cooked some lobster and scallops. Like, check out my crazy seafood dinner. And
well, I think if we had more hobbies, honestly. Yeah, like, maybe it'd be less food on our Instagram. Yeah.
I mean, everyone's got to eat, right? Everyone's got to feed their dog, too.
All right.
Yeah. Well, can't go on float trips on you know, January 9th, but...
All right. Well, yeah. Well, very cool, guys. It's been a ton of fun getting to hang with you. Appreciate you having me out and sharing all this with me.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you so much, Shane.
For putting up with us and letting us play our song and then be like, hey, let's play that one again.
Shane was like, you guys suck. Like, no, he didn't say that, but...
Well, he wasn't recording when he said that, but...
But he was like, you need another take.
Just kidding. Thank you so much, yeah. Rock Paper Podcast, like 800 episodes, right? Like,
hashtag Rock Paper
Podcast. Like, gotta be doing something right, man. Like, you're killing it too, so...
Thanks, dude.
It's funny, I watched your, like... recap video I was telling you about earlier, right? And some of those people, I was like, oh, I know Joe Burrow. I know this person. I know that group. So, like, you're working. Like, you're hitting it. Like, you're actually digging out and just being like, well, I didn't have anybody to interview this week, so I guess I'll just, like, take a week off from the... No, like, you're... Like, when you came here, you're like, I still got 4 shows to edit and post. Like... You're definitely getting after it, man.
He did say that.
I think that's something that should be, like, applauded. Like, you're just like music. You know, we try to go hard on music. You're going hard with your passion, with your,
your thing.
So props to you, Shane.
On the mother something paint.
Oh, and thank you for sharing that HelloFresh coupon with me.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when he told me about that. Oh, my gosh.
Brittany and I couldn't ever find enough time to sit down and, like, agree on what meals we wanted, but... they said it was only like 24 hours, and I went back like 3 days later, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's still good. And then, again, we couldn't agree on the meals, or we couldn't find time to, like, pick out our meals. So I want to go back. I was even telling Brad, like, dude, he sent me this thing, and I didn't actually use it, and now I feel really guilty. Like,
how do I use
what?
It?
Yeah. So when I go home today, me and Brittany are going to look through the HelloFresh and hopefully – get some healthy meals so that the next time you have us on video, I'm looking a little bit flyer, a little bit nicer, looking a little better.
A little bit less ass ugly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shane. We love talking with you. We loved having you over.
This was fun.
You're great. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Shane.
Bye, everybody. Woo!
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.